My friend, a weekend is a good time to get creative, not just in terms of doing things around the house or getting caught up on some projects, but in terms of really considering who you are as the crowning achievement in God's creative process, and then, of course, to recognize that He has made us. He's made you, my friend, in His own image. I believe that in looking at great scientists and painters, people who have done creative things in terms of building projects or discovering distant planets, people that have come to understand that we are reflections of God's creative process, it inspires us, don't you think, to be more creative in our day-to-day lives. I love reading about people like George Washington Carver. He lived from 1864 to 1943. Of course, you would remember him as an agricultural chemist of international fame. You know what? He discovered more than 300 products made from the peanut and more than 118 products from the sweet potato. It's a wonderful story that in 1921 he accepted the invitation to address the U.S. Senate Ways and Means Committee in Washington, D.C., and he was only given 10 minutes to speak to the committee. But he instantly enthralled the committee with his creativity, and the chairman said, "Go ahead, brother, your time's unlimited." And Carver spoke not for 10 minutes, but for an hour and 45 minutes. And at the end of his address, one member of the Senate committee said, "Dr. Carver, how did you learn all of these creative things?" And Carver said, "From an old, old book." "Well, what book?" asked the senator. And Carver replied, "From the Bible, sir." The senator asked him, he said, "Well, does the Bible tell you about peanuts?" "No, sir," Dr. Carver replied, "but it tells about the God who made the peanut. And I asked him to show me what to do with the peanut, and he did." My friend, think about this verse. Genesis 1:26 and following, "Then God said, let us," not let me, but "let us," plural, "let us make man in our image." There's the first sign of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit in triune being, concert, one God, three persons. "Let us make man in our image according to our likeness." And then the creative process began. And my friend, you have been given the mind of Christ if, in fact, you have trusted Christ as your Savior. Peter would say that we've been given everything that we need to participate in the divine life, and that includes creative thinking. And I just want to encourage you as we go to prayer today, if God can show Brother Carver how to come up with more than 300 products from a peanut, do you think He can help you work through that situation that you're trying to get a hold of right now? Do you think He can help you figure it out about that job situation or that relationship or the money matter that's on your mind right now? My friend, you need to get alone with God. Let God have His creative way in you, through you, to bring to bear upon that problem. And I'm saying that to myself too, that we would see that this given to God is not a problem, but it's an opportunity, my friend. An opportunity to see Him at work and to grow that much more intimate with the One who has given us His own creative powers. Heavenly Father, thank You that according to Your own word, we are reflections of You. You tell us in Ephesians 5:1 to be imitators of You, and You are so creative. When we think that there's one or two possible solutions, You probably have 1 or 2 million or 2 billion solutions. And I just pray for my friend listening in right now, and I pray for myself, that we would trust You today, God, that we would be so creative because, not that we're so smart, but because we belong to You, and You're so smart. And we thank You for stories like Dr. Carver and other men and women who have given themselves to You, and You in turn have changed this world through them. I pray to be one of those people, God, and I pray that for my friend listening in right now, that we would be life changers one life at a time because of what You have chosen to do in us and through us. To You goes all the glory. Amen.